JC Corcoran Podcast.
Mama got laid off in April, Daddy downsized in June. By the first week of October, the bank foreclosed our home. Now it's Christmas season, and my only wish is clear. Oh, my present comes in a great big box, so we got somewhere to live next year. Well, we lived in the car till November, then came the repo man. Now we get to walk to the highway to pick up the bottles and cans. So Santa, as you fill your shopping cart full of presents that you give, make sure mine comes in a great big box so we got somewhere to live. A refrigerator box for Daddy, a chest freezer crate for Mom, a washer and a dryer carton for a living and a dining room. Maybe a clear plastic garbage bag for a window to see the sky, so we can see your reindeer flying by. Washer and a dryer carton for a living and a dining room. Maybe a clear plastic garbage bag for a window to see the sky, so we can see your reindeer flying by. Mama got laid off in April, Daddy downsized in June. By the first week of October, the bank foreclosed our home. Now it's Christmas season, and my only wish is clear. Oh, my present comes in a great big box, so we got somewhere to live next year. Oh, my present comes in a great big box, so we got somewhere to live next year. Oh, my present comes in a great big box, so we got somewhere to live next year.
Just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Tuesday, December 6th, 2022, 71 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida for spring training. How you doing, kids? You are at jconline.com. So last night, they had the screening of Babylon. This is this new movie with everybody. I mean, Margot Robbie's in it. Brad Pitt is in it. That's a pretty good start right there. And the movie, when we showed up at the screening last night, they're standing there, and they give us a little certificate good for a free popcorn and a soda. They're like, all right, there's no such thing as a free movie snack. What do you guys want from me? And then they proceeded to tell me, well, it's just our way of saying thank you because this movie is 3 hours and 9 minutes long. They might have wanted to tell us that with the invitations. That would have been, I just snorted there. I don't usually snort on the air. They might have wanted to tell us that ahead of time. It just would, you know, as a courtesy. And the first thing I thought to myself is, well, there goes a football game. You got a big Monday night game between New Orleans and Tampa. And so by the time I got in the car after the game or after the movie screening, well, I got in the car. It was already in the fourth quarter. And I did see the Tom Brady. What do you say at this point? What do you say? He's already busted now Peyton Manning's comeback record at 44. So he's had 44 fourth quarter comebacks, including last night. Because as I'm driving home, you know, I'm driving home and they're down by, 13 points. And I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be one of the most amazing stories that will be written about sports. Here you got the GOAT, the greatest of all time. time, doing what a lot of people said couldn't be done. You couldn't, leave New England and just go to another team and then win the Super Bowls there too, but yet he did. Now, at some point, his skills are going to diminish, but it doesn't really appear that that is the case, at least it didn't, until, well, a little thing happened coincidental with the start of the season. The man lost his muse. And I'm thinking to myself, how are they going to tell this story in the movie? How are they going to do this? And of course, I get home and he puts up two touchdowns, like, I don't know, 14 seconds, and Tampa wins. Speaking of the movie Babylon, which does not open until December 23rd, and there's an embargo on any information, so I can't really say anything about the movie other than the fact that it's 3 hours and 9 minutes long. It has presented Margot Robbie with an opportunity to just show off things that I didn't know she could do. Brad Pitt, fantastic as usual. He really has evolved into one of our country's best actors. And I will only say, and again, because there's an embargo on the film, and I can get into trouble with the studio, and I don't want to do that. Let's just say this movie breaks a lot of new ground. It's almost like this director, Damien Chazelle, watched Pulp Fiction and a couple of other Tarantino movies and said, hold my Chardonnay. So we'll talk about Babylon as we get closer to the actual release of the movie. The other story that broke last night, just as I was getting home, Danny Mac. All right, now, it is fascinating how in this country, if we like the person who's having the addiction problem, we make excuses and we rationalize and we wish him the best and we hope that he gets the treatment and all that sort of stuff. If it happens to somebody we don't like, well, he's a drunk. He's a lowlife. And apparently because, anybody associated with the Cardinals automatically in this town becomes an automatic celebrity and somebody that everybody seems to like, whether you deserve that high praise or not. And there have been many instances where people who are associated with the Cardinals, have a great public persona, but when you sort of get to know them, you're like, what a dick. You're fooling everybody. Almost everybody. But here's the thing, in all seriousness, this guy's got a family. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got all these kids. And this isn't even about baseball or his career anymore, which I suspect is over now, at least for now. Let's just say a pause. I don't really know how the Cardinals can bring him back right now. I'm not saying it is or it isn't going to happen. I don't have any inside information. This just happened, but this is the third time. And I know a little something extra about some of these traffic stops, the previous two instances where Danny Mac's been pulled over. And the thing about it is he's going up 270 at Ladue Road, and he's swerving around. Not only is he a danger to himself, he's a danger to innocent people who are just, driving home from a movie or something like that. And he is, as my mother would have said, schnockered. And, he's going to kill somebody, including the possibility to kill himself. So this isn't even about Bally Sports. It's not about the Cardinals. It's about Dan McLaughlin, the human being who's got to get this licked. He's got to get this licked. And on top of everything, now it's a felony because it's the third time. So Danny's got trouble. He's got big trouble here. He's got legal issues. He's got criminal issues. He's going to have financial issues. And my guess is the Cardinals aren't going to have much of a choice. They're going to have to sit him down at least for a while. Now, who could they put in there? Maybe even if it's a decision to make it an interim choice. You start looking around. Obviously, Mike Claiborne's up there in the booth. There's no shortage of guys with sports casting ability. I suppose you could even bring somebody in from out of town. I think that's unlikely, but if it was a big enough name, and the Cardinals just said, look, we need somebody for a year. You want to come in and do this with the understanding that at the end of the year, if Danny Mac has cleaned himself up and he's got a year of sobriety behind him, I don't know. This is, I go back and forth. Sometimes I think this is a tough decision for the Cardinals, and other times I think it's not a tough decision at all. You have to do this. The Cardinals, Danny's got the organization backed into a corner now. They have to. And again, this isn't even about sportscasting or the major leagues or, you know, baseball in general, any of that stuff. This is about a human being who is, at this point, a danger to himself and to other people. And I'm not exaggerating this. It's interesting that this would happen in the off season. You know, Tony La Russa got his DUI, at least the one we know about, got his DUI at spring training. There have been lots of other instances I know of where players and people from the organization have been pulled over because they've been drunk behind the wheel, but they were let go. We know about David Freeze. I will tell you that I was told that in the case of David Freeze getting his DUI, that he had been stopped six previous times and let go. And then there's the story of Jack Quinlan. For those of you who think I'm making too big a deal out of this, Jack Quinlan was an incredible play-by-play guy on WGN for the Chicago Cubs back in the late 50s and early 60s. He was terrific. 1965, Mesa, Arizona, Jack Quinlan, one car accident. Car overturned, play-by-play guy for the Chicago Cubs on radio, dead. So this shit really does happen. But I want to go back to what I was talking about earlier. It is interesting. If we basically like somebody, we rationalize, we justify, we excuse, we, you know, give best wishes. If it's somebody we don't like, oh, geez, throw this guy in the can, throw away the key. It's all in the marketing, folks. It's all in the marketing. Kirstie Alley, dead at 71. Cancer. Nobody even knew she was sick. Scientology. Elliot Davis. Can we leave the guy alone? This is the second time in a week now that somebody has put together some sort of an elaborate social media campaign to say that Fox News, a longtime investigative reporter and anchor person, Elliot Davis, has passed away. There is not a lick of truth to it. You know, Elliot's got kids. His daughter is living out of the state, and she calls up her dad yesterday afternoon. I just want to check in on you. Are you okay? He's like, as far as I know, it's like it's all made up. It's not funny anymore. You could argue that it never was funny, but if it ever was, it isn't anymore. And the other big St. Louis related story, here's a guy who ends up defending Stormy Daniels, becomes this sort of popular cult figure, says, geez, this is cool. People like me. Maybe I'll run for president. Chesterfield's own Michael Avenatti, 14 years in prison. Trump is still walking. Trump is still walking around. Couple more sports issues. I have assumed all along that it's going to be Wilson Contreras, formerly of the Chicago Cubs, free agent now, is going to be our new catcher. Now I'm not so sure. Talking about this guy out of California in Oakland, Sean Murphy. We'll see. Cardinals apparently sniffing around at Christian Vasquez or Vasquez. Depends on who it is and how they pronounce it. From the Houston Astros, he's 32. Oh, Trey Turner's going to Philadelphia, 11 years, $300 million. Now I'm starting to get pissed. You know, it just seemed like everybody in the world but me was became a big fan of Robin Roberts from ESPN and ABC Good Morning America. There is something that I do not like about this woman, and I don't know what it is. Now, I do know that I remember doing it. I might even have it on tape somewhere. I'd have to look through the archives. But remember, this was, I'm trying to remember the year. This goes pretty far back, though. I can only remember that. It was the year that the United States women's soccer team had like this big match. They played it in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. And all these celebrities started showing up. And the celebrities were bringing their kids. And ABC had the broadcast rights to the game, and they're doing like this elaborate pregame show, practically like a red carpet, like it was the Oscars or something. And somehow, because she had a sports background, they put Robin Roberts in as the host of this show. And she's making these ridiculous statements about how the world has changed today because now women's athletics has pulled even with the men. I'm like, yeah, for one game, for one day it has. Maybe someday it'll change forever. That would be nice. But right now, you're insane. It's one fucking game. And I still remember, like I said, a lot of celebrities are coming by. Carlos Santana walks up and she starts interviewing and calls him Santana. And here's Santana. How you doing, Roberts? He's got a first name. It's Carlos. So I remember watching her even back then going, there's just something icky about her. And then, like I said, she didn't know what she's talking about. And then she got sick and everybody started, oh, Robin Roberts is sick. And then, you know, you couldn't say anything bad about her because, but don't you know she's sick? Well, she's not sick anymore. And I'm telling you, she's a fucking idiot. And what does she have to do with this situation involving Amy Rombach? This has been inescapable. Even if you're one of those people who goes, I don't like celebrity gossip. You can't get away from some of this stuff. So Amy Rombach, who used to be on the Today Show and jumps over to ABC, has been doing, you know, reasonably, you know, admirable work. She doesn't embarrass herself. I think she's sort of an idiot, too. They were asking her about workout stuff. It's like, what kind of music do you listen to when you're working out? And she's Miley Cyrus. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Anyhow, you know, who knows? Who knows? Her marriage apparently not going very well as handsome anchor guy at work. Okay, so sounds like he's been a little bit of a womanizer in the past. But for whatever reason, you know, who knows? They're sort of carrying on. No company policies were broken. No laws were broken. You have two consenting adults who are responsible for their own actions. And Robin Roberts is like, no, I'm a devout Christian and I won't have this. And apparently gets him against the wall and she's pointing her finger at him going, you got to cut this out. It's like, oh, really? Robin Roberts of all people. You know, there was a time, Robin, when somebody was a lesbian, if you found out that a woman on television was a lesbian, her career was over. So this is just a suggestion and everything, and I state this with all due respect, but to Robin Roberts, maybe it's time you shut the fuck up already. Business is this of yours. Another baseball story, Justin Verlander leaving the Houston Astros, going to the Mets. Oh, Christ. So Scherzer and Verlander will both be on the Mets pitching staff again together. A fun night looking at Christmas lights at the State Fairgrounds near Seattle, Washington, turned to tragedy for Victoria Sanchez. It was a huge safety hazard, and they didn't even recognize it until my dog was dead, she said. The Gig Harbor woman was with her dog Maverick, a service dog in training, on Friday at the Holiday Magic event. She claims her friend first felt an electric jolt before Maverick was electrocuted near one of the light displays. They still have them. We used to have these neighborhood carnivals that would come in. They'd find some empty field and these druids, these drifters with no birth records of any kind, come in and start setting things up. Bolts missing from the tilt-a-whirl, you know, that kind of crap. And lots of exposed wiring. Have a nice day. Ron DeSantis, as you know, at war with apparently everybody he disagrees with, including the Disney people. The other day in court, Ron DeSantis' lawyers were forced by the court to define the term woke. Well, DeSantis' lead lawyer described it as, quote, the belief there are systemic injustices in American society and the need to address them, end quote. I'm sure DeSantis is standing there going, hey, whose side are you on here? By the way, a new survey has Donald Trump in third place, pulling in just 14.6% of the vote. DeSantis came out on top. And the real surprise, geez, you think so? The real surprise here is that Liz Cheney is in second place in this poll with 16.4% of support from the Utah GOP primary voters. I think the Herschel Walker story ends tonight. He was handpicked by Donald Trump, but I'm sure after he loses tonight, Herschel Walker will say, I'm going to retire from politics. I'd like to spend more time with my hoes. I just mentioned a little while ago that this new movie of Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie, Babylon, which opens up on December 23rd, is 3 hours and 9 minutes. The new Avatar movie is 3 hours and 12 minutes. Oh, by the way, back to the Amy Rombach Good Morning America thing. Ratings are up 20% since all this started. Watch ABC fuck this whole thing up. Watch them screw this whole, I think they already have screwed it up, but I think it's going to get worse. The guy who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker was just sentenced to 21 years in prison. The dog walker faced his attacker in court and said, quote, "You shot me and left me to die, and both of our lives have changed forever," end quote. Mick Fleetwood's Wooden Balls, from the cover of Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album, sold at auction for $128,000. Items belonging to Fleetwood and his bandmates John McVie and the late Christine McVie were sold off over the weekend. In an interview with the Sunday Times, Shania Twain revealed what she did to discourage her stepfather from sexually abusing her. Here's the quote. "I would wear bras that were too small for me, and I'd wear two, play it down until there was nothing girl about me, make it easier to go unnoticed." Apparently, she felt if she walked around looking like a girl, she was just sort of inviting the stepdad to abuse her. It's terrible that anybody has to go through anything like that. Loudwire, which is a website that produces some stuff we use every once in a while here on the podcast, put together a list of jobs that rock and rollers had before they made it in music. Ozzy Osbourne worked at a slaughterhouse. He had to cut cows open. Chris Cornell worked as a fish handler for a seafood company. Kurt Cobain was a janitor. Axl Rose was a manager at Tower Records in L.A. Debbie Harry from Blondie was a Playboy bunny at the New York City Club from 68 to 73. Mick Jagger was a hospital porter in a psychiatric facility. That's a party. People's Choice Awards tonight. It's a terrible show, but if they let Kenan Thompson screw around, it might be halfway interesting. We'll see. The $100,000 pyramid is such a good game. It was just such a perfect game to play that I find myself watching these reboots of it, even though it's not as good as it used to be, and there's a lot of cutaway shots, and they over-edit the thing, and, you know, it ends up looking phony. But the crux of the actual show itself, the $100,000 pyramid, is just absolutely sensational. An incredibly, incredibly well-conceived game that plays absolutely fantastic on TV. Jason Alexander, Bobby Moynihan, Rosie O'Donnell, Pete Holmes on the show tonight, 9 o'clock. And the Sebastian Maniscalco stand-up special on Netflix debuts today. It's a guy I do not get at all. Late Night Tonight, Emma Thompson, I'm with Jimmy Fallon. Kimmel's got Janelle Monáe, Rita Wilson, and Smokey Robinson. Jeez, it's a pretty good show. Stephen Colbert is in Greenland tonight. Seth Meyers has Chris Hayes, and Michael Strahan is on with Trevor Noah. Jonah Hill wants to marry Eddie Murphy's daughter in the comedy You People. The trailer is online right now. I love the title. More Pirates of the Caribbean movies are in the pipeline, and the one starring Margot Robbie might still open. And again, as I mentioned earlier on in today's podcast, you will see her in this movie Babylon, which opens on December 23rd. You will see her do things that are the kind of things that convince you, oh, geez, maybe I have underestimated this woman. Jesus, is she, what a performance in this movie. But don't draw any conclusions from one good performance. All right, birthdays today. Jon Apatow, who is behind everything from The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, This Is 40, The Larry Sanders Show, Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Superbad, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Get Him to the Greek, Pineapple Express, Step Brothers, Bridesmaids, and HBO's Girls, 55 today. How can you possibly keep track of all of that stuff? Debbie Rowe, Michael Jackson's hired uterus, is 64 today. Andrew Cuomo, 65. Did I say Cuomo? That's like Perry Cuomo. This is Cuomo. Sorry. Stephen Wright, who is exactly the same way offstage as he is on stage. He is a very, very strange guy, but he's so damn funny. Having a birthday today. He's 67. I'm sorry.
It was very hard for me to write that song. I had to barely press down with a pen on the paper. When I was a little boy, we had a dog, and I don't know why, but the dog was born with two vaginas. And we named it Snatches. Why can't I find a girl like you? This is a song I wrote when I was 3. Oh, I think the kitten's trying to kill me. I better kill him first. Good thing mommy's sleeping. Where are the big scissors? Here, kitty, here, kitty, here, kitty. We're gonna play a different funny kind of game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same.
You know, I emceed a couple of shows of his at the Westport Playhouse back in the 80s. And, you know, a lot of comedians, a lot of performers we had out there. And we had everybody from George Carlin to Howie Mandel to Roseanne to Robert Klein to Martin Mull to Jerry Seinfeld, Larry Bud Melman, you know, Sam Kennison. We had everybody in there. I emceed all of those shows. And, you know, moments before the show is to begin, you see a lot of, you know, hand-wringing. You see people pacing and, you know, looking very nervous or just excited or whatever. And Stephen Wright's over in the corner just banging away on a piano, just ding, 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 you know, just in his own world. Stephen, you're on.
Thanks.
One of the great pop records ever made, Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye by Steam, number one on this date. 53 years ago in 1969, and Roy Orbison checked out, had a heart attack at the age of 52 on this date in 1988. And scientists are considering plans to block the sun to reduce climate change. Now comes the tough part, getting Chris Christie into outer space. And with that, the Jason Corcoran podcast for Tuesday, December 6th, 2022 is in the can. 71 days until pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Jupiter, Florida. We are here every weekday morning right about this time at jcontheline.com. Spread the word if you're able. We're in the top 10% of all podcasts in the country. Let's stay there. Let's make this thing even bigger than that. Email me, jc at jcontheline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Have a great day, everybody. In the meantime, you've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.